Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the ensemble Child's Play, and we heard My Cape Breton Home, written by the late Jerry Holland for his father. It's from their CD, The Great Waltz. Child's Play is comprised of musicians who own and play instruments made by master builder Bob Childs. When I was younger, I was always disappointed when a folk music album included orchestrations behind the player or band. Hadn't given it much of a thought lately, but with the release of When the Day is Done, the orchestrations of Robert Kirby on Ace Records, I came to realize that In the Right Hands, orchestral arrangements can be quite lovely. Robert Kirby added string and horn parts to some of my favorite recordings. This week we'll hear three of those arrangements alongside others with interesting brass or string accompaniment. Open the program with First Light from Richard and Linda Thompson with Robert Kirby's arrangement. We're stringing along on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. little bird, you sang to me. Thought your song would set me free. But it's a lonesome melody, and all the other birds have flown. The more I find I love your song, the more all other sounds feel wrong. Days pass quick and the nights grow long, and my heart feels so alone. They sail by and I wonder why I cannot stop. In my heart. Even though I know you'll leave, I know my soul won't find reprieve. At least not till a summer's eve, when my ears again find joy. All these starry winter nights, I wish I may, I wish I might find that it's not such a fight to forget your gorgeous voice. Heaven's been aware here again. We've been here from the start. From the start I knew the gift, and you, it's amplified.
Nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere to go. Won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever be. We'll be right back. the Sunday nearly on the rise. We still got the moon and stars above. So don't you go and say goodbye. You can lay your worries down and stay with me. And though you're empty, lay down, Sally, rest here in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Well, I long to see the morning light coloring your face so dreamily. Underneath the velvet sky, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? And on your family, lay down, Sally, rest you in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leap so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Come on, talk!
We're stringing along this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, listening to tunes that have string parts or horn parts integrated into them. We just heard from Quirky Siegel's Chamber Blues from their recording Different Voices, and Lay Down Sally. Marcy Levy was singing that tune, and she was a co-writer with Eric Clapton on that tune. That's on Donzerly Records. And before that, from a new band from Alaska called the Super Saturated Sugar Strings, we heard a tune called Amplified from their recording All Their Many Miles, and that's on their own record label. And we let off that set with kind of our theme recording for this week, When the Day is Done, the orchestrations of Robert Kirby, and we heard his orchestrations behind Richard and Linda Thompson on the song First Light. That's on Ace Records. We're going to lead off this next set with Judy Collins from her recording In My Life. At first, when I got this when I was a kid, I wasn't all that taken with it. But as I listen to it now, it's a wonderful recording. Here's Tom Thumb's Blues from Judy Collins on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez and it
it's Easter time too. And your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there and they'll really make a mess out of you. Well, if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move and my fingers, they are all in a knot. I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what I. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Well, up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You can pick one or the other, though neither of them ought to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around. How they blackmailed the sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first and left looking just like a ghost. Well, I started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand beside me when the game got rough. Well, you know the joke was on. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
Jack Diamond was a bad man, and he rode into town on a tall black stallion horse with gold bits in his mouth. 2 6 guns hanging up on each hip, a loaf on his side. The fire was in his stare, and revenge was in his eyes. Jack Diamond, where you been? It's good to see you this way again. Jack left out for Tulsa on that cold winter's day, leaving loneliness behind him as we watched him ride away. Some called him a coward, and some said he'd lost his mind. I knew old Jack Bell, he just needed a little time. Jack Diamond, where you been? It's good to see you this way again. Beautiful home and family, he wanted nothing else. He worked hard from dusk till dawn on his tiny piece of land. Strange riders came about a year ago with the money in their hand. The price kept getting higher, they weren't gonna leave. From my cold dead hands, you'll have to take my land, or you'll never get my deed. Shots were firing and Jack went down. They locked his family inside. He listened as it all burned up. He listened as they died. Jack hid out in Tulsa for 11 months or so, with the memory of his family burning deep within his soul. Jack Diamond was a bad man, and he rode into town on a tall black stallion horse with gold bits in his mouth. 2 6 guns hanging upon each hip, a loaf on his side. The fire was in his stare, and revenge was in his eyes. Jack Diamond, where you been? It's good to see you this way again. Jack Diamond, it's good to see you this way again. Jack Diamond, where you been?
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1820. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the CD The Great Waltz from Child's Play, a group of musicians who all play instruments made by Bob Childs. We heard the tune that kind of lends the title to that recording, The Great Waltz of China. It's written by Mark Simos. That's on their own record label, Child's Play Music. And before that, from the bluegrass band Balsam Ridge, their newest recording is called Mountain Overture, and it's recorded with the Atlanta Pops Orchestra Ensemble. And we heard a song called Jack Diamond. That's on Mountain Home Records. And before that, from our feature album this week, When the Day is Done, the Orchestrations of Robert Kirby, we heard the introduction from Brighter Lighter from Nick Drake. Nick Drake was a college friend of Robert Kirby's. That's on Ace Records. And we let off that set with Judy Collins from In My Life and Bob's tune, Tom Thumb's Blues. That was arranged and produced by Joshua Rifkin. That's on Elektra Records from way back in 1966. We're going to lead off this next set with Moira Smiley. Last I heard from Moira, she was singing with Solas. But her new recording is called Unzip the Horizon. And this is a tune called Wise Man. Here's Moira Smiley on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
And he told him to walk on the land. Wise man, he'd come with a golden tongue and a question in each hand. Wise man, he'd come with a golden tongue and a question in each hand.
Why must I wear a long gray beard? And why must I walk on the land? When all my life I was penniless and poor, troubles I could barely stand.
When all my life I was penniless and poor, troubles I could barely stand. Was it my youth that kept away the peace that I have today? Was it my love for wife and child? Now in the earth do lay. Was it my love for wife and child who now in the earth do lay? My love kept me through storms, and nothing in the world did I fear. And though she is dead, spirit lingers on and is with me as I travel here. Though she is dead, her spirit lingers on and is with me as I travel far and
I meet that I found heaven in love.
Tell every stranger and friend I meet that I found heaven in love.
Let us fly, dear.
Where, kid?
To the sky, dear.
Oh, you flying machine.
Jump in, Miss Josephine.
Ship ahoy.
Oh, what joy, what a feeling.
Where, boy? In the ceiling, ho, high.
Hoopla, we fly to the sky, so high. Josephine in my flying machine, going up she goes, up she goes. Balance yourself like a bird on a beam in the air. She goes, there she goes, up, up a little bit higher. Oh, my balloon is on fire. Come, Josephine in my flying machine, going up. Like a bird on a beam in the air. There she goes, up a little bit higher. Oh, my balloon is on fire. Come, Josephine, my flying machine, going up all on.
Going up.
It's 50 long springtimes since she was a bride, but still you may see her at each Whitsuntide. In a dress of white linen and ribbons of green, as green as her memories of loving. The feet that were nimble tread carefully now, as gentle a measure as age to allow. Of white blossom by fields of young corn, where once she was pledged to her true love. The fields they stand empty, the hedges grow free, no young man to tend them. Pastures go see. They are gone where the forests of oak trees before have gone to be wasted in battle. Down from the green farmland and from their loved ones marched husbands and brothers and fathers and sons. There's a fine roll of honor where the maypole once stood, and the ladies go dancing at Whitsun. There's a straight row of houses in these latter days, all covering the downs where the sheep used to graze. There's a field of red poppies, a wreath from the queen, but the ladies remember it with some.
We're stringing along this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, listening to music with string and horn accompaniment. We just heard Dancing at Whitsun from Tim Hart and Matty Pryor, originally from their recording Summer Solstice, but it's included on our feature recording today, When the Day is Done, the orchestrations of Robert Kirby. It's on Ace Records. And before that, we heard from the Canterbury Country Dance Orchestra with Dudley Laufman, and we heard Farewell to Whiskey and Money Musk from their recording Mistwold. That was one of the very first recordings made of contra dance music. And before that, from a delightful recording from a couple of years back called The Beautiful Old Turn of the Century Songs, we heard Come Josephine in My Flying Machine, featuring Simone Stevens and Will Sexton on the vocals. That's on Doubloon Records. And we let off that set with Moira Smiley from her new one called Unzip the Horizon, and we heard Wise Man from Moira Smiley. We're going to conclude this week's program with Alastair Fraser and Natalie Haas from their recording Highlander's Farewell, and we'll hear the title track. They're joined by Bruce Smolsky and Martin Hayes on the fiddle as well. Here's Natalie and Alastair on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you. Alistair Frazier, Natalie Haas, Bruce Molsky, and Martin Hayes from Alistair and Natalie's recording Highlander's Farewell, and we heard the title track. That's on Colburnie Records. Hope you've enjoyed this week's program of folk music accompanied by strings. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1820.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and